Hi, everybody. This is Ron Amatron, and if you happen to be listening to the archive on BBS on Saturday night, if you had any situations the last day or two, just think of what you may have experienced, and we'll see if we can help you out here. So think of a situation that you have, and we're going to try to release it from you. So here we go. Think of it. One, two, three, four, and five. And next, what we're going to do is a clearing for the same issue that you've had, and this will be a feeling body. And again, think of the same issue. One, two, three, four, and five. And next issue that you might have, or the same issue, this one here will do for the trauma body. I'll just go through these so people who are coming on maybe sit up on the hour can go to the light ship with this. So trauma body, here we go. One, two, three, four, and five. Next we'll do the sensory body. Again, think of an issue or the same one. One, two, three, four, and five. Sensory body. One, two, three, four, and five. All right, everybody. And we'll put you in your heart center. So do the mind to heart drop. And I'll count from 10 to 1 backwards. Here we go. So 10, meant to command your spirit naturally. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, so we'll go to the light shift. So this will not work on the archives because you have to be live with me in order to do that, but you will feel the wonderful peace energy. So again, what you want to do is just kind of sit back and relax. If you're on the archives, just enjoy this part of the program for the next 15 minutes here. So here we go. If you have any animals, pets, plants, flower, tree, or even a garden, think of that right now. We'll bring them up along with you. And you'll be seeing the light being doctors. Think of one particular situation that's physical, something that you may be experiencing that you don't like or want. We'll see if we can help you out with that. So here we go, everybody. I'll count to five to bring you up to the light ship. You're going to feel the energy around you shift instantly. Here we go. One, two, three, four, and five. We're there now. And let's go and see the dolphins. So we'll go in the water. Again, you want to request a healing. And you may want to request it maybe every minute or two, because the light only sees you in perfection only because they don't judge you. So whatever your condition is, it's perfect for them. They are not going to judge you and care if it's good or bad for you, but you have to judge yourself to have a healing. So here we go. Going into the red room right now. So stronger, stronger, and stronger. Here's the dolphins. One, two, three, four, and five. And we'll go into the room that has volcano energy. Again, all these are beings that are going to incarnate as that particular life form in their next incarnation. So here we go. Volcano room. One, two, three, four, and five. And I'll look for people who may want to request a room on the fast chat, so you can do so there. And we'll go into the room that has the little piglets. So here's little pigs. So here we go. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And we'll go into the room with the deers. So again, request healing. One, two, three, four, and five. And if you have a concern with your body, maybe you might have muscle tension, we'll go into a room to help release that from you. And you may want to get up and walk around. Some people like to actually put their hand on their body on that location also. Remember, you're bilocated out of time and you're on the lightship physically. Just as you look right now down here, the way you're dressed and everything else. So here we go. Do some pain release, get rid of some muscle tension. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And Eric's requesting a penthouse room where the stars are. And the stars will do healing on you. So again, request your healing. One, two, three, four, and five. Okay, let's go into another room. And people like to experience the energy of the elephants off and on, so we'll bring the elephants in. Here they come. And watch your feet. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And a request here for white light, so let's do that. One, here we are, going into this room. Two, three, four, and five. And we'll go into the food court. Here we go. So stronger, stronger, bringing in the energy there so you can select what type of food you might like to have. And it's just small little portions. So here we go. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And we'll bring in an oxygen here for everybody. This is number, looks like 27, so you may want to inhale, exhale a few times. Here comes this energy. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And bring in another energy here. We'll go to the room that has sun energy. So again, request healing. One, two, three, four, and five. And maybe somebody could type in for Janice. She has no sound. Maybe put station two. And here we go. Go into the room that has the dinosaurs. Here we go. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And again, the pain release room. One, two, three, four, and five. And again, more pain release energies. One, two, three, four, and five. Okay. And we got the birthday here from Ren. So Ren will do a birthday party going back to the food court. So, and you can view different types of desserts, cheesecake and German chocolate cake and strawberry cake and berry cake and pies and all different types of things. So remember, the portions are very small. So what you're viewing is one thing, and what you're getting is something else. It's much smaller. So request your healing. They do have ice cream and hot fudge and whipped cream and cherries and nuts. So you can have all of that if you wish, and maybe some caramel. It's their equivalent of that, so enjoy, and we'll say happy birthday to Ren and anyone else who's had a birthday this month. Life beings are coming to sing happy birthday, and here we go. In the food court, having our first little portion of this, and you can have seconds and thirds if you wish. So here we go, bringing this energy to us. I'm underneath the tongue right now, and my saliva is changing, and I guess whatever I picked was good. So here we go. Let's get seconds, everybody. And great. Now let's go into another location. And we're going to go into the room that has the green grass. So one, two, three, four, and five. Okay, let's go into the flower room. Here we go. So these are where the big flowers are. And request healing. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay, everybody. This is a sample that we do here. We do these calls like this here during the week for $20, Monday and Friday. So if you wish to experience this, you can. We're coming back now. Our animals and pets, flower, tree, garden, plants are coming with us. Here we come down. So coming down, and I'll count to five. You can feel the room change. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And we'll see if our co-host is on tonight. So, Carrie, are you out there?
I'm out here, Ron. Good evening, and welcome, everybody, to Saturday Night Live on the Light Ship. As Ron mentioned, you can have this type of experience 3 days a week, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, for 1 hour each, for an hour of healing on the Light Ship that Ron takes us up on. So if you're new and you're not familiar with that and you enjoyed the experience that we just had, you can go on Ron's website and sign up for that. I'm not really seeing any questions yet, Ron, except right at the beginning somebody was asking if we can train ourselves not to dream.
I don't know. Sometimes it's hard to do that because people dream off and on. A lot of times if you get that parallel life clearing, you may not dream. So I don't know what to say on that. Just do what you can do. Command your spirit not to leave you at night. And that's probably the best thing to do. And maybe you won't be dreaming. You're only dreaming because you're abducted. And when you're abducted, you're bringing back the dream, the information from another parallel lifetime. And that's the same as deja vu. So you're just seeing it, coming up in real time. Maybe a few milliseconds afterwards. Remember, the dreams that you have typically are ones that have emotions in the dream, and the emotions are there to have the unwanted universal travelers, to take away your energy from you. They deal with emotions. Remember, we're in duality here because people choose to be in duality to experience emotions rather than being in peace in your heart center. That's the difference. So you're in time experiencing duality and emotions there, or you're in peace being a neutral and having a great life here without things bothering you. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay, I've heard a couple of beeps since you've been talking, Ron. Is somebody on the line?
Hi, it's Sylvia.
Hi, Sylvia. How are you?
Hi, I'm good. How are you guys?
Doing great. Did you have a question for Ron?
Yeah, you know, like you said about the clones, that the light shift gets rid of one of them, there's another one that replaces on the timeline, gets replaced. So how does the light shift exactly work to so that it doesn't always start all over again, you know?
Yeah, when you have, since most people, if not all people, have clones, in their bodies, as you get rid of one clone, another one will come in because, remember, the youths are have created you to be on timelines, which means that one alien race, maybe alien race A, bought you for a certain amount of time. Remember, time is what we deal with here. And then if the clone leaves, then another one will come in, maybe from alien race Z, and all of a sudden the information is passed on from A to Z, and it keeps going on with your life. And what I'm discovering, typically 20 clones in a person for a given timeline is not unusual, and I think I went up to maybe about 70 or 75 on a particular timeline. So that means that very possibly either one alien race has you that amount of time, or there's that many races who would like to have a piece of you. And that's
yeah,
kind of the
sure.
way it is. So any questions, Sylvia?
Yeah, so let's say the light chip takes one out, then there's another one getting replaced right away, but how does the light chip, stall that, you know, so that it keeps on, so it starts, you know, getting replaced all the time, you know? So I would bring it back in the present moment, I guess,
Oh, yeah, the light, when I work with people in person here in New York, I removed quite a few of them. Some people I probably have removed maybe as many as six timelines. Remember, we have more than six, but some I have removed maybe six timelines, which could be equal to maybe about 300 clones. So that's kind of what happens. And they attach to you with the emotional issue, typically. And then from there, that emotional issue might also go into different areas of that emotion.
Yeah,
and once you have them released, then you become here with your body, and you become present. Otherwise, and the difference is very nice. I won't do any samples for this. But I will be doing them when I get the clearing put online here. And it's
so
very nice.
You're more in the
I
present
did plants
moment,
the other day.
Right?
I can do it again for people to show you what plants look like to be real on this timeline. And we are on the real timeline right now as you're listening. So everybody look at your plants. And I'll give you a minute in case you have one maybe in your kitchen or something and you want to bring it close by so your computer can be in front of you. So just get a plant, everybody. And what we'll do is take it out of timelines. And you want to watch your plant. And you may even see it physically move. Remember, each time you're changed on a timeline, changed out, we'll say, they have to recreate you, redress you. And remember, the clone has to look like the last clone. So that's the way it works. So the plant will go through different clone plants until we actually find the real one. And then the real one will show up here. So what you have now more than likely is a cloned plant in your cloned house, probably with your cloned body. Okay? So one thing for real will be your plant. Okay. So here we go. So look at your plant, everybody, and I'm going to do this really slow. You can actually see it probably physically move, and it will get more vibrant. And the plant that you're looking at, or plants, will actually radiate your whole room with light force energy. Here we go. So taking the first cloned plant out. It's out now. And watch your plant. Maybe the leaves moved on it. You know, watch it very closely. Next clone plant coming out. There we go. That one's out. And number three, out. And number four, out. Number five, out. Number six, out. Number seven, out. Number eight, out. Number nine, out. Number ten, out. And number 11, out. And I'm getting one more, so number 12, out. Now, they can have less or more, but right now, that's what I picked up, is the people listening to this program live, you actually have 13 because they have to take out the next one and then bring the real one in. So here we go. I'll count to five and watch your plant. One, two, three, four, and five. There, now it's real. And see how it looks. See if it radiates more energy. So, back to you, Carrie.
Okay. Did you have any other questions, Sylvia, or are you done?
Yeah, I just wanted to make a comment. Since I've been doing the twin flame, I'm a lot less I find that my addictions are, practically all gone, you know? Like my mental state is a lot more calm. Like, I don't need to, watch TV. I don't need to, eat food. It's It's like I totally stopped searching, you know, and it's really amazing. So I would probably, I guess, people who do the twin flame could help them with addictions, I think, too, you know. Like if they have
So the twin flame, once you have that, then you get to your home base energy, which we connect to you. Remember, this has been disconnected by the darkness. You know, they don't want you to have help from your twin flame energy and to recognize that it's real. So you're only half here. With your twin flame, when it does come, it may not stay very long, but at least you know that something is out there to help you and assist you. And it takes away the loneliness. And then you also, you know, get the unbased energy.
I see him all the time.
incarnate from in the land of light. And both of those are very, very good. So it takes away, you know, love, sometimes anxieties, fear of loneliness, wanting to desire a lot of stuff. And, you know, addictions would be a good way to look at that, too, because maybe the addiction is kind of getting something outside of yourself, maybe emotional food or something, and the twin flame will allow you to.
It's like you're trying to fulfill something all the time, and once the twin flame's there, it's like, you don't need to fulfill anything anymore. And your body's like, ooh, I can relax now. You know, it's really amazing.
Yeah, that's very good.
Yeah, and I've been doing the darkness barcode today removal, and that's been amplifying the energies a lot, too, with the connection.
Oh, that's great, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, it's helping me connect with my
Thank you for calling. And it was nice meeting you, you and Daniel, as you came down from Canada to the New Life Expo.
We'll see you soon. Yeah.
Great treat.
Thank you so much, Ron. All right. Bye-bye.
Okay. So, back to you, Carrie.
Okay. So, Shane had a question a little bit ago, I guess, while we were up on the light ship. So, I don't know if you'll remember the answer to this, Ron, or not, but I'll ask anyway for Shane. And he's asking, what are the white light beings doing in the white light room on the light ship?
Well, when you go to the rooms, almost always you request a healing. Now, they could just talk to you, too, if you don't wish to have that. Remember, it's your free choice. So they would be doing healings on you. And that's just the way it works. You request a healing, and they will do what they can do for you according to how much healing you wish to have. If you have the belief system of no pain, no gain, and you don't want to be healed all the way, they'll stop. And I have had people say they don't want to have a healing any further because they have the belief system that they really need to work through their problems. But they can get rid of some of the pain, and then they want to spend maybe a couple of years trying to figure out what karmic situation they got tied up with, why they have it, who now in today's life they have to make amends to. So they really want to be investigative. Well, that's just the light of the darkness torturing the poor physical body because it may have pain. But they think it's a spiritual awakening to understand that. And they leave out the body. So everything like that is strictly the darkness talking to you. And there's one great religion who does that. I won't mention it, but back to you, Carrie.
Okay, then, and back to the clone topic. Chris is asking, what is the difference between the clones in humans and the clones from the bad underground clone factories, I guess, and can they be, where did it go, can they be zapped like bad aliens?
Okay, so the clones in the underground, we've been working with a lot of the clone factories getting rid of them. I won't say working with them, but that's kind of what it is. It is work. So getting rid of the clone factories that are creating clone programs and cloned beings that can come into your physical body. Or now we'll just change that, where the clones take up space and surround your skeleton. Okay? So that's what they attach to. So your physical body's not here, but the clone is. But it does look physical. So then we have the underground clones, we'll call them. These are the ones that are true clones that are walking the planet. And they don't have a spirit. So they're just like a test tube baby, we'll say, in a sense, created by darkness. Remember, Most people are clones, so you really cannot tell the difference except a clone that's made of your spirit and made of your body's DNA will have light, which is what you probably are as you're listening to me. Now, if you're one of the few people that are a true clone, then you're going to notice that you have typically maybe no compassion, and you feel like you're kind of a robot. That's kind of the way most of those clones are. And they may smile all the time and tell you how wonderful life is because they don't have any emotions in them. Typically, I won't guarantee I'm 100% correct here, but they normally have a pretty easy life because the clone factory that made them is supporting their life. And that's the way that works. So there are true clones. Now, if you are a clone listening and you wish to become human with the divine spark in your body and to have a spirit from the light, I can do that for you. So that's a wonderful thing to have. So, you know, if you find your body kind of falling apart someday, and hopefully it'd be pretty soon here that you do these clearings by contacting me, because ascension is probably around the corner. So, you know, normally you're not going to last for too long. And, you know, if you're planning to wait many, many years for this, by hearing it today and think you're going to do it in 10 years, forget it. You may not be here in 10 years. Remember, when the clone starts to deteriorate, then they take them down to the clone factory, scrap them basically, put them on a hanger, we'll say, maybe take them apart, you know, like you're an erector set, and then bring a new clone up so that people will see you as being brand new again. And so you're going to be destroyed. And you may not like that. You may like living here. So you're looking at a whole different way of living as compared to the other people that are here. So I can't help you. So I hope I answered that question. And the main thing is that the clone factories are typically underground in the tunnels, controlled by all the different types and races of aliens. And there are also some clone factories that are up in the large ships that we cannot normally see. So the main thing the light ship is looking for these to get rid of them because they're causing harm for you and taking away your free choice, free will. It's that time for the 2,000-year cycle to come to a close, and this is why the light ship is here to do this. When it's going to happen, I cannot tell you. The reason is the light does not want to give the dark side information of where they're going to be doing this, because they would take everybody out planet into a cloned universe. And you definitely don't want to do that. So back to you, Carrie.
All right, and Elaine is commenting on her plant, and she's saying that it looks like the difference between, I guess, watching Blu-ray and a VHS, looking at her plant now. So it's been, sounds like it's been amped up in clarity quite a bit. And she's asking, why did my plant shake?
Oh, it shook because, remember, they have to put into your movie script. Remember, what you're looking at right now with your eyes all around you is like a motion picture scene, okay? And so they stop the film. All the actors, everything in your room has to be changed. And they normally start over again. I'm sorry. Everything is the same, except they're changing the plant out. So they have to now recreate a new clone plant just like the last one. So if your plant has 30 leaves on it, they have to take each one of these leaves and meticulously move them in the exact same place as the old clone plant. Now this they do out of time, which you're not going to notice. You don't know if they have your plant for like a month as they have somebody doing this. So you just think that as I'm counting, it's happening instantly. But when they bring the new one in, and that film starts up again, then you're going to see the plant move and change. So hopefully I made that discernment for you there. Then that's what it is. So a new plant is put in the place of the old one. And then when I take out another one, the same thing happens again. And this happens to people when I take out the people. Well, that's not really people, the clones that's in place of your bones, okay? And people do change. Remember, not everybody can be perfect, an example of the last person. Sometimes the clothing is a little different on each particular clone transfer. The head might twist a little bit or change, might be at a cocked angle. Some of the clones, the skin color actually changes. The coloring could have softer looking skin, shinier skin. Hair could be a little different, different shade of hair. It all depends, you know, how the alien race that's making the clone body that's going to be down here is going to look when I bring the other one back in again. So, back to you, Carrie.
All right, and then Tanya has a question about her plant. And the first question is how do shapeshifters get into plants? And I'm not sure that they do. I don't think you said that, Ron, but maybe I missed that. And then she's asking if her plant was abducted.
Shapeshifters, I'm not sure about. Eavesdroppers in plants, probably so, yeah. Remember, they could use anything to listen in on you or watch you. As far as abduction, of course, yeah. That's what we just got through doing, is taking the clones out of your plant, bringing it in it real. So each time it was abducted, and we brought it back. So we took away one abduction, another one took place, and another one took place. We did that I think, 12 times, and actually 13 times. So your plant was abducted 13 times, right before your eyes, in a half a minute. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay, and I'm just going to give the phone number out again because we are taking callers tonight if you have any questions or comments. So it's the numbers under the Station 2 button. And for anyone in the U.S. or Canada, 888-429-5471, or jump down there to line number 4 and try area code 530-413-4511.
I'll say if there is a clone out there listening and you really want to get some help, call in on the call here. That'd be no problem. People are not going to judge you, mainly because this show is not about judgment. And don't feel too odd because there's a lot of you out there that are clones. So you may not even know about it, but if people look at you strangely, and a typical clone will have very, very, very bright eyes. So if your eyes are very, very, very bright, and a lot of the eyes are blue, and if your eyes look like glass eyes, then I could almost guarantee you are a clone. Or maybe your boyfriend or girlfriend's a clone. So they may need some help, and the light chip can help them. So back to you, Carrie.
All right, and George down in Australia there with Pete has a question, and he's asking Ron if you could tell him what your opinion is about the violet flame energy.
Well, the violet flame energy, there's two types. There's one of the light of the darkness, which probably most people use because they don't have their spirit in their heart center bringing the true violet flame. So if you're not doing that violet flame, you are bringing in the light of the darkness. And the violet flame is typically known from people who know about Saint Germain. So I'll show you the difference on the two. So I'd like you all to bring in, this you have to do yourself, the violet flame energy that you probably read about in books. You know, maybe the I Am Church, you know, has that too, and they do their decrees and things, and they bring in the violet flame. And a lot of people think and or believe that the violet flame will be able to transmute things out of your life. So it's like kind of like a protection energy. So if you do believe that or something similar, bring it in right now, and then we'll bring in the true violet flame energy from light. So what you're bringing in not right now is the light of the darkness. And you can ask Saint Germain from the light of the darkness to come in, because that's where he's coming from, unless you have it coming through your heart center. But just try it as normal, what you've been doing for years. And then you can see what's happening. So I'll count to 10 to increase the energy. So you can do this exercise yourself, because you know what it's like. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10, okay? So that's the energy that you're used to having. Remember, this is up to you to do this. And I'm going to bring in the vital flame energy from the light ship, and it'll come in through your spirit in your heart center. Here we go, the spirit, that source energy in your heart, connected to source energy. Here we go, vital flame energy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There. And that's the difference on the two. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay, so Larry has a question, and he's asking, can we ask clones to go to the light and send them this message also as the dark side does?
Can you ask?
Can we ask clones to go to the light? Let's do that part.
At this moment, no, because the clone will be seen as a energy that is not of light and will be terminated. So that answer is definitely no.
Okay. And I think I heard a beep. Is somebody on the line?
Yes, I'm Larry. I just wanted to verify that question. Hi.
Hi. Did you want to restate it?
No, I understand Ron's answer. So if we have a clone and it's taken to the light, it's terminated, that's fine. Can we get a termination for that?
Well, the clone that... I don't quite understand the question. If you're asking me to terminate a clone that you have, I'll terminate one of them for you.
Okay.
That's all that I'll do, okay?
All right.
So here we go, everybody. We'll take out one of your clones. It could be one out of 75, okay? This is the one that's with you right now on this timeline, okay, as you listen to my program. So here we go. Everybody ready? Sit back, relax, and just see if your body jerks or how you feel. Remember, it's going to be replaced by another clone. So here we go, and I'll count to 10 to release it. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. There, that one's out. That clone is terminated, and now you have maybe clone number 74 in your place. Okay? So it's still not you yet, but it's the next clone in line. So now maybe another alien race has you, and that's the abduction process. So now they're in control of you right now. So we'll see if anybody felt that shift in energy, if their body jerked. Or maybe they even could see differently. Maybe you got a piece of clothing, you know, turned inside out on your body. You go, what the heck happened here, you know? Maybe your hair is longer. Maybe your face is shinier. Because they can't always make you identical. As I start taking clones out of people, about every 10th time when I stop doing the in-person sessions, the people will look different from the first to the 10th clone. And they'll actually feel different. So, back to you, Carrie. Thank you, Larry, for calling.
Thank you.
You feel different, Larry?
Yes, I did feel a little change come about. Yes, I did.
Did your body jerk?
No, no jerks at all, but I felt consciousness, and throughout the body I felt a change, sort of a release that came about.
Great. And somehow what I'm finding when I do this for people, as you get more clones out of you, your body somehow tends to wake up more. And that's only because part of the spirit that was in that last clone, the spirit of the body, right? Your body's made of light. So that portion of that spirit, little piece of it, and your spirit that looks out of your eyes to help engage that of who you are, both of those get attached back to your skeleton. And so as you start doing more of these here, you start waking up more because you have more of yourself with your bones, okay? So, thank you, Larry.
Okay, thank you.
Back to you, Carrie.
All right, thanks for calling, Larry. So, Mike, could you type your question in again? I don't see it. I'm sorry I skipped over it. I'm not seeing it. I've looked back a few pages. So if you could type that in, what your question was again, that would be great, and I will read it out. And then in the meantime, George has a question. Well, actually, let me read some comments here. Jane is just commenting on the two violet flame energies that you brought in, Ron, and saying that the light shaped violet flame feels so alive, excuse me, and vibrant to me, and the light of the darkness felt like a psychic attack. So that's interesting. George has a question, and he's saying, I always expand the flame in my heart center. Am I connecting with my spirit?
Well, if you're not commanding your spirit to do this for you, then you're connecting to the spirit that the dark side gave you in the clone body, okay? So you always have to command your spirit. Now, does the violet flame, does your spirit want to have the violet flame? Maybe it's a really negative energy if it's from the light of the darkness. And even if you want that, your spirit would not connect to it at all because it will not allow darkness to come into it. So I hope I answered that okay. Did I answer that, Carrie? Is that what he was asking?
You know, I was reading the fast chat. I'm sorry. I'm looking for the next question.
So I'll just mention that. So your spirit of light will never connect to anything of darkness. So even if you attempt to bring in an energy into your heart that is created by the light of the darkness, it will not accept it. It cannot come into your heart. That's your only sacred space in your body is your heart center. That's where your spirit resides. Now, going a step further, before you people chose to get into mind energy for the emotions when this planet was all light and the bodies here were light once upon a time, then your whole body would be your spirit. Not just the heart center. Everything in your body would be of that. Okay? And so somehow by choosing the darkness energy, working with the law of cause and effect, law of attraction, we'll call that, then your spirit had to find a sacred location, and it chose to have your heart center. Why the heart? I don't know. You know, why it didn't pick your left elbow, you know, it would have worked there too, but it decided to go to your heart. And maybe because it can energize everything in your body in that location. So it does work with your physical heart along with your heart chakra. But, you know, that's basically it. So if you do and are used to using your spirit, it will not have darkness come to it. So even if you wish to bring in the violet flame that is not of the light, it will not go inside of you. Now, it might... The darkness might give you mind impressions that it is working. They do that all the time. But your spirit will not accept it. So I hope that's explained well for you, George. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay. I think I heard a beep, Ron. Is somebody on the line?
Yes. Hi, Carrie.
Hi, Pauline. How are you?
Okay. I just wanted to share something because I finally went back to my alien all parallel lifetime clearings, and I just noticed on there two components in the steps that will help with the clone body clearing. So before Ron gets put it up, this will be a good clearing for people who haven't done it or who have gotten to go back and go and do more, or, you know, because I haven't really done all my whole life clearings. So I just went back today and realized that there's a clone body removal in the Earth lifetime one, and also the spirit body retrieval from parallel lives when abducted. Clone body controls your body. That's what it says on the step. So just remind people about that clearing that we have always had access to, but maybe haven't bought it yet, or you have and you just haven't gone through all of your whole life clearings. I just noticed it, so.
Oh, thank you. Yes, Ron, what do you want to add to what Pauline is saying there about that one and how that is the same or might differ from the one that you're going to be bringing out?
Yeah, the brand new one will be completely different, but those will still help you. So definitely, you know, get on board and do those clearings. So even though there may be different clearings for parallel lifetime things on the website, you know, getting rid of the different energies, they're still going to work. Because this one here is going to allow you to become more present. Remember, it's taking stuff away also, all the clearings. And the clearings The bottom line is to make you feel better, to have a better life, and that's what they're for. So all of them are going to work and help you out along the way.
Yes, I agree.
Okay, great. Thanks, Pauline.
So parallel life clearing, that's what that's designed for, is to take all of your clearings that you've had and go in there and work with the parallel lifetimes that you're on. On the new one, we're going to be using emotions, and you're going to be able to select, I'm just guessing, maybe 20 different emotions. It could be more or less. And then from there, it'd be like just using the word fear. So you have the main category of fear, and you can clear that main category, but then you want to go probably deeper because you have different timelines. So what do you have a fear of? Maybe a fear of losing your wallet. That's a fear, right? Everybody may have that, or a purse. You may have a fear of stepping on a crack, you know, the old saying, you know, a long time ago. You may have a fear of stepping in water with bare feet. Maybe thinking something's going to get you in that water. You maybe have a fear of eating the wrong food. Maybe you have a fear of snakes. Maybe you have a fear of driving your car. You know, there's all different types of fears. So each one of those is the way you get abducted. So you're going to want to go in there and take the issue, whatever that is for fear, whatever you can come up with, to release you out of the parallel lifetimes where you have clone bodies. So you're going to be taking out clone bodies for each one of those. And that's the way it works. Like I said, you probably have 100,000 clones that visit your skeleton system here throughout maybe a month's time. So you want to get those out of you. And each time you bring back a part of, each time you get a clone eliminated out of you, then your bones will start to collect the spirit energy of light on them. And then eventually you may become, you know, here in the present now with a human-looking body versus a cloned alien replica of how you initially looked a long time ago, but it will be in the now. So, remember, they're in control of time. And you don't know if you've been switched even in the past or in the future on the timeline. So the whole thing is self-empowerment for yourself. In fact, we'll do a clearing here. I want to do this. So if you have any animals or pets around, some people may have fish, possibly, or maybe even a lizard or something, you know. Makes no difference. We'll make those real for you. So they won't be made human, because humans normally are designed for people like us, hopefully, but we'll make them real on this timeline with no clones, okay? So, and if you don't have that, just get a plant maybe in a different room and bring it forward. And if you don't have any of these, then you won't be able to have this experience. So here we go. And I'll just, do you want to add anything to that, Carrie? And then we'll, in case somebody has to get their dog or cat or something or whatever.
I'm not thinking of anything right now. I'm just staring at the cat waiting to see if he reacts to this.
Okay, so.
Yeah.
Okay, so here we go.
Okay.
You ready?
I'm ready.
So, feels like we got about 30 clones here, so here we go. So one is going leaving, another one's coming in its place. Two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. Okay, Carrie, I'll put you on the spot. Anything changing with your little kitty?
Yeah, well, his ear just twitched. I'm... He's been very still all through the show, and he's twitched one of his ears. So
okay.
Keep going. Let's see what happens next.
Okay. So 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, and 20. And how's it doing now?
Well, near his butt, there was a flicker, like, you know how when you touch them, sometimes their skin kind of ripples across their body when they not realizing you're going to touch them, it did that kind of above his butt there. Little skin
okay.
ripple thing, yeah.
Okay, so 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30. Need a little more here. 31, 32, 33, 34, 35, and 36. Okay, here we go. Going to bring these pets back where they're supposed to be here. And animals, maybe fish. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. There. Now they're real on your timeline. So, Carrie, how's your kitty cat?
Well, he hasn't moved since the skin ripple, but I did a big yawn in that last 30, so maybe I've been a cat. I don't know. That was weird.
Okay, so...
He definitely had some reaction to that. He's got his back to me, so I can't see his face, and I can't see if his eyes are open. He's about 6 feet away, but he did do some physical movement, and he's been completely still through the whole show so far, so something happened to him for sure.
Okay, so the next question that everybody will be asking is, how long is this pet or animal or fish or snake going to... I use the word snake because they are a life form here. Some people think that snakes being reptilians are bad, and I don't consider that, okay? There are other ones in the underground that I would consider maybe not too good. But the ones that are probably in your house, if they're not spying on you with cameras in their eyes and stuff, would probably be okay. But I didn't say that. Okay, so here we go. So the, you know, how long are they going to last? So they'll probably last maybe a day if you're lucky. The plants maybe might last over the night. You have to check them out. And just see why they don't stay real. I can't tell you right now because they don't really have emotions. Maybe your energy and the of you changing in and out all the time is also changing them. But if anybody has anything and they are more vibrant now and are emitting more life force energy, then they are real. So. And this part will not work on the archives. So back to you, Carrie.
Okie dokie. So Mike has a question, and he's asking about the new clone clearing that everybody, I'm sure, is now waiting for. And he says, how will this new clone clearing relate to the current timeline crashing clearing? And... will less timeline crashing need to be done after the new clone clearing is up?
Well, if you did all of the other ones, I would say hopefully you would be, after 100,000 of these, you'd be able to probably be real here. The timeline crashing is like a quick fix, like I've always mentioned. It's like a Band-Aid to get you off of the abduction timelines. The other one will help you out much more to get this energy out of you completely, because you're doing a lot more work on it, okay? So some people just take an emotion and maybe do 20 timeline clearings. I've heard people maybe doing 100 and they felt much better. Well, the new clearing will be a lot more comprehensive. But if we only had a limited amount of clones and we only had, say, 200, hypothetically, and you just did 200 total on the timeline crashes, and then you were to do 200 on the other one, it would be very, very, very similar. But there's no way on the current timeline crashing to do all that I'll be putting up on the new clearing. So the new one will be much more comprehensive. Will the old timeline crashing work? Oh, yeah, of course. It's an instantaneous quick fix for you. But remember, you have to have your whole lifetime emotional clearing first, and you should have the unlimited so that you're not abducted as much. That's how it works. But they're still working with past emotions. Remember, you're stored full of past emotions, and this new clearing will help you out with that also. So it's designed to get you so that you're a real human here, real here in this space of the now. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay, so while we're waiting for the new one to be put together, then it is still worth doing the timeline crashing, right?
Oh, yeah, of course. Of course.
Okay.
You don't want to go baby with the bathwater, you know, just so the new clearing comes out.
Yeah. Okay, so I think I heard another beep, Ron. Is somebody on the line? Hello?
I haven't heard anything on my end here.
Okay, all right. Okay, so Marcy's asking, do we age more the older we are because of clones? So how do clones affect how we age?
Don't know yet. I would imagine that they do give you the aging process, because if you noticed how your plants changed, and what I'm finding also is that at least body pain with a couple of people have changed, and also their eyesight became better. So looking at those two physical things, maybe the clones are giving you your illness. Maybe you have a virus in a clone. Maybe they infected a clone with something. Who knows? Maybe they did something to you to when they created the clone of you, maybe they didn't put all the anatomy in your body properly. You know, maybe somehow they twisted your intestines a little bit too much, and maybe you have a problem, you know, going to the restroom, you know. I don't know, but there could be a lot of things. Maybe they took you, and maybe they made one leg longer than the other one. It's hard to say how they're changing the blueprint of you. That's why I said people have had changes a little bit in their height when I've seen them, and also that was commented by other people, and also their facial expressions and skin coloring would change. So a lot's going on. So what does that mean? That means that your physiology is changing somewhat. So back to you, Carrie.
All right, and we have a few comments from the pet clone clearing that you did. Janice is saying, my dog had a huge sigh when you started, Ron. And Donna is saying, my dog has the most luminous eyes on the creation light ship and can't stop looking into my face. So I'm assuming, well, I don't know, Donna, if you mean that's when we're up on the light ship or when... Oh, yeah, there's a first part to your question. When on the creation light ship without our pets, are they still sitting next to us? She's asking.
Yes. At first, yes, but they go to their own particular healing location on the light ship, so they're not with you. But when you first go up, yes, they would be. With a special location for... plants, and also one for pets and animals.
Okay.
Back to you, Carrie.
All right. George is asking, is there information in the Bible regarding the creation lightship?
Whenever Jesus used the word Father, that would be the lightship, probably most of the time. So that would be there, yes, uh-huh. And then in the Talmud Emmanuel, Jesus foretold of me coming 2,000 years later, so that's in that particular text also. And that was supposed to be a real factual text that was written when Jesus walked the earth, not one that was brought forth after that. And then also we have the Star Bethlehem that we bring in, and that was one of the creation light ship, a defense fleet ships protecting Jesus during his younger years there of being an infant. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay. Austin is saying also his cats are acting more conscious of him. They're looking at him. It's disturbing him that his cats are being cloned. So I'm assuming, Ron, when this new clearing comes out, we can do it for our pets. Will it work that way, too?
Yes, it will, uh-huh. We'll just have to put a section in there for pets and plants.
Okay, great. I am scrolling around here trying to find... So Austin is asking if the clearing that you just did for our pets, if that will hold them the way they are right now.
I don't know how long it's going to last, okay?
Yeah.
So right now, just enjoy what you're seeing around you, okay? Because it may not be the same tomorrow.
Right. Okay. I'm not seeing any other questions. I'm not sure if I've missed anything. Let's see, it's 5 to the hour. So until I see something else pop up, I'll just mention that the next show will be on Monday on BBS, back on Station 1 at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern. Ron mentioned earlier, there's also the one-hour call where we can go up onto the light ship for healing for 1 hour, like we did for 10 minutes or so at the top of this show, but for a full hour, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, and those are at 5:30 Pacific time, 8:30 Eastern. And then also, we haven't talked about this for a little while, but it's always really nice when somebody is able to sponsor the show. Ron has to pay for all of these shows for us to get all these sample clearings and for you guys to ask all your questions. And so it's really nice when somebody steps forward and comes on as a sponsor. And the way you do that is get in touch with him, let him know that you would like to sponsor a show. It costs $60, and whoever's co-hosting, me or Annika or whoever else might be on, kind of takes a back seat, and you have the opportunity to ask lots of questions that you are interested in getting Ron's input on. So it's a really nice way to have a show dedicated to whatever you would like to talk about in relationship to Ron and what he's doing and the Creation Lightship. So, Ron, what's the best way to reach you if somebody would like to do that?
Email is the best, which would be healing@creationlightship.com.
Okay, so healing@creationlightship.com, and send Ron an email, and come on and have an hour where you kind of act as the co-host, really. Annika and I will just take a step back, and you can ask all your questions. So, Ron, I have 2 minutes to the top of the hour. Is there anything else you would like to talk about before we probably need to sign off here?
Oh, just stay in your heart center, you know, and, you know, do your clearings. That's the most important thing. If you're new to the program, you want to do your whole lifetime emotional clearing, and, you know, if you can, you know, get the unlimited one, that way you keep current. That's the best thing to have. If you're over, say, 20 to 30, and you know about maybe some near-death experiences that you could have had or close calls, then by all means get the death barcode. If you really want to get out of here and don't really care to do any clearings whatsoever, but you do want to leave this planet at ascension time with your spirit, then you want to do the spirit barcode one. That way the light can find you as everyone else is being taken to the strange universes of darkness. So you do want to get that clearing. And there's other ones too. The Earth grid line is very beneficial. A lot of people like that. We did that, I think, on the last show or the one before that, so people can understand what that one is like, because it'll help you free your life up and be able to get new energies into yourself. Because the Earth grid line, it may be called ley lines, but it's very similar, if not the same. But it will automatically, once you do the clearing, disconnect you from where you are so you can move on with your life. And you may want to actually move. So if you're stuck in a location, then I'd say do that one. But there's many clearings. We have the drop-down box on the top of the website. This is 24/7 online healing. It's white. And just click on that, and the first basic clearings are there that you know would like to normally have. There's many clearings naturally, and after you do the initial ones or the ones that you know you think you may need, then reevaluate yourself and see where you are with the situations. Not everybody needs all the clearings, okay? So only reason why we have so many of them there is because people here are stuck and they need to have more work done. And I really didn't want to put that many up, but people keep asking, no, I got this problem and that problem, and so I put them up. It may not be your issue at all, so don't get freaked out or turned off because there's so many clearings there. It may not even pertain to you, but the ones underneath the initial self-empowerment ones there, or the major clearings, are what we feel that most people would need, okay? So, any other thing, Carrie, before we sign off?
Well, Tina's asking about the snowstorm. I know you had snow, and she's asking if it is related to alien warfare. I don't know if that's a long answer or a short answer, but that's the only last question that I see on here. So
I would probably say definitely yes.
Okay.
Fair, and I've been working all day today on things with the underground bases and stuff, and I can't say that it caused that, but you know, that could be an indication. So I'd say very possibly, because we've been doing a lot of work recently here. So if you're listening, aliens, you know, make it easier on the people here. But you're probably actually seeing, in a sense, the alien spacecraft that's up in the beyond are being destroyed, and it could very possibly come down as snow. I'm not saying it's 100% correct, but if the snow does smell metallic, which you may want to go out and check it out, if it does smell metallic, there's a good possibility that it was an alien ship that got terminated. But they do change weather patterns, too, so a lot could be happening. So anyway, I'll say blessings to all of you. Our next PBS program is on Monday, 4 o'clock Pacific time, and that's 7 o'clock Eastern. So we'll see you later, everybody. Thank you, Carrie. Blessings to all of you.
Thank you, Ron. Good night, everyone.